Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The White Road by Sarah Lotz, published by Hodder Books in 2017. Today's book is all about ambition, grief, and redemption. Simon is a blogger and an adventure junkie. His latest stunt is to explore and film a series of dangerous caves now closed off to the public due to the death of a school group. Simon has enlisted the help of the strange Ed to guide him through the caves, but when the rain starts to fall outside and the caves begin to fill with water, Simon's adventure doesn't quite go as they planned. When Simon emerges, he has footage of what happened deep underground, and his near-death experience goes viral. His blog gets millions of hits, but now Simon has to do something new, something bigger. And what's the biggest adventure in the world? Mount Everest. Simon joins a group of men and women desperate to scale the world's tallest peak, a place where 280 people have died before reaching the summit, where the dead bodies lie in the ice where they dropped because it's too difficult to take them back down the mountain. The dead include Juliet, a legendary climber who tried and failed to scale the mountain without oxygen 30 years earlier. Haunted by his incident in the caves and by the sheer physical and psychological grind of facing Everest, has Simon gone too far this time? The White Road is part psychological thriller, part adventure story, set in the grueling world of caving and mountaineering. It's all about ambition and the determination to beat nature and our fellow humans, to be the first, to conquer our fears and our own bodies. To match the physical feats and dangers faced by the characters, the pace of The White Road is breathlessly fast and action-filled. There are rising waters, avalanches of stones and ice, whiteouts, snowstorms and faulty equipment. The characters are bashed and bruised, mentally and physically scarred by their experience, and the competition to reach the top brings out the worst in people. It made me wonder why anyone would want to do this to themselves. The White Road is also about grief, not only their fallen adventurers, but of mothers and fathers, and how far people will go to redeem themselves and hopefully rid themselves of the ghosts that haunt them. Simon starts off the story cocky and full of himself, but as he comes face to face with his own shortcomings and his own mortality, he begins to spiral into regret and remorse. His adventures begin to haunt him, literally, and his grip on reality loosens. Simon's story is told alongside excerpts of Juliet's diary and her own attempt for the summit 30 years earlier. And like Simon, death is following Juliet up the mountain. The title The White Road is a reference to T.S. Eliot's poem The Wasteland and to Ernest Shackleton and how he and other adventurers claim they were accompanied by an unknown and ghostly third man. So if you like snow, small cramped dark spaces, hypothermia, rivalry and viral videos, you might like The White Road by Sarah Lotz. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est, qui nous vient directement d'Australie.